Joanna Crostrom, Program Director from the Banff Mountain Film Festival, joining me on the program. How are you doing today?
I'm very well, Rob. Thanks for having me on the show.
A major milestone for the festival this year. I understand celebrating 40 years.
Yeah, that's right. We've been rolling since 1976, so this is a big celebration year for us.
It's really grown. I mean, you travel all over the world with this festival.
We're up to 1,000 screenings worldwide now in 40 different countries, and it's just fantastic to see the response from everyone.
But of course, home is Banff, and the festival officially kicks off this weekend. I understand there's a sort of a kickoff party going on Friday night?
Yeah, in partnership with Banff and Lake Louise Tourism, we're doing a brand new event. It's our kickoff party Friday in Banff Avenue Square from 7 to 9 p.m. We've got some live music planned and really nice ambient fire pits and so on, and it should be a great family event.
This first weekend here, we've got a number of screenings going on?
Yeah, we do. It's our opening weekend film screenings, and there's 6 different programs to pick from. All have sort of mixed programs with cultural films, climbing films, sports films, and they're priced really well for families, $12 a ticket. And those are always popular with the local crowd.
And while people are waiting around between screenings at the Banff Centre, there's lots to do in the Eric Harvey lobby, isn't there?
Especially opening weekend, there's the art and craft sale, and that's a great place to get a jump on Christmas shopping, locally made arts and crafts, you know, jewelry and things like that. It's a really interesting place to poke around.
One of the festival's most consistent sellers tends to be Radical Reels. Are there still tickets for that one?
Actually, we're sold out for Rad Reels.
But what about the snow show?
The snow show, we still got a few tickets left, and that's a great night as well. Lots of locals come to that too.
The book component as well. Who's coming in, and what are some of the highlights there?
Well, we've got 10 different authors coming in for book events on Thursday, November 5th and Friday, November 6th. The best thing to do is to go online and look at our website. But we've got some great American authors, Kelly Cordes, for example. Also some writers from the UK, Jonathan Griffith and Keith Partridge as well joining us. Those are really nice, intimate events to attend. There's a little more one-on-one contact with the presenters, so those are really great.
The final weekend leading up to the big finale on November 8th, are there any highlights you'd like to mention? Anything that still has tickets left?
On Saturday, November 7th, we're doing the North American premiere of a film called Citadel. And this is from a filmmaker named Alistair Lee. Alistair's an award-winning filmmaker. He's brought lots of amazing films to the festival before. And this particular film is about a sort of a notorious climb in Alaska with 2 British alpinists.
I understand, you know, with 40 years of film history as part of this festival, you're showing some of the past favorites at the Lux throughout the week here?
Yeah, we're doing a new series of screenings, and we're calling it the Festival Flashback Screenings. And those are award winners from the last 4 decades. It all kicks off with the very first film we showed in 1976 called The Epic of Everest. And back then it was a silent film. It's just been digitally remastered by the British Film Institute with a new musical score. But it's the 1924 expedition to Mount Everest with George Mallory and Sandy Irvine. So it's a real important historical film. And, you know, it might just be the first mountain adventure film ever created, to be honest.
Right on. Despite the popularity of the festival, I'd imagine there are still some people in the Bow Valley who've never been to the Banff Mountain Film and Book Festival. Why should they come out?
Yeah, you know, that always amazes me, actually. I talk to people and they say they've never been. The community spirit at the Mountain Festival is just such a great thing. The whole mountain tribe gets together. It's great to show up with your friends and watch some films and have great discussions afterwards. And it's just a really good vibe. And it puts Banff on the map internationally for lots of reasons. And I don't understand why people wouldn't want to be a part of it, to be honest.
With a number of events going on, where can people get a full schedule and pick up tickets?
You can find our print program all over the Bow Valley now. It was in the Rocky Mountain Outlook last week and also in Highline Magazine. You can pick up a copy of either of those and find it in there. Otherwise, jump on our website, banffmountainfestival.ca.
And that's the best place to get tickets as well?
You can phone the box office directly, actually, or you can just go on the website and purchase tickets as you go.
All right, Joanna Crostrom, Program Director for the Banff Mountain Film and Book Festival, October 31st through November 8th, right here at home in Banff, celebrating 40 years. Thanks so much for chatting with me today.
Thanks a lot, Rob.